If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Alyssa is here for Am I Wrong? Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I need your help. I want to know, am I wrong?
Oh, you okay, good. Well, that, you know, funny you should mention that because we do a segment called Am I Wrong?
Well, can I tell you what's going on?
Yes, please do. Yes, please. Let's get back to your problem. What's going on? What do you think you may or may not be wrong about?
So, my girlfriends and I, we want to go and get Botox.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend does not want me to get Botox. He keeps saying that I'll die, that he's seen all these girls that get sick from it, that their faces get puffy, and that, like, their noses get all weird, and they have to cut them off, which I've never heard of that.
Wait a minute. What? First of all, who gets Botox in their nose?
Yeah, right? As far as I know, it's just in the forehead, but okay. And then he tells me it's too expensive, and then I tell him, well, you know, it's my money, so what does it matter what I spend my money on?
Right.
Like, well, you could spend that money on better things, but I kind of feel like it's my money. I want to do it. It's my face.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, your money, your face. I feel like you should go get Botox. Plus, Botox, I hear, is awesome. It makes everybody happier, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, if you don't have wrinkles.
It does make everybody happier.
Yeah.
I think so.
The person that gets it doesn't feel bad about themselves, and the people that have to look at that person are like, wow, you look great. Right? I mean, it's just a no-brainer. I don't know. Well,
I mean, that's what she thinks, at least.
What's your boyfriend's name, Alyssa?
His name is Robert.
All right, let's call Robert and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Robert.
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning, Robert. My name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Robert.
Good morning. What's going on?
You know, we're just hanging out. We're having... Also, I should mention that your girlfriend Alyssa is on the phone with us as well. It's like a party line.
Yeah.
It's like three-way calling, which was a thing way back, what? Like 20...
I'm confused. I'm sorry. I don't know what this is about.
Do you know Alyssa? Say hi so he knows who you are.
Hi, baby.
Hey, babe. What's going on?
Yeah.
Robert, Alyssa told us that you don't want her to get Botox. Is that true?
Oh, hell no, I don't want her to get Botox. Yes, that's true.
Why not?
Well, there's a billion reasons why not to get Botox, starting with...
Oh, yeah, just give us a couple of them.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time.
Well, it's a waste of money. I mean, she's beautiful. The girl doesn't need it, number one. Spending that money on so many other different things. I mean, it is poison. That stuff, I've seen people's face fall off. In the movie, I can't... Oh, it makes me uncomfortable. Even
what movie was it where the person got Botox and their face fell off?
Like every single one of them, I don't know.
Every person in a movie has Botox.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Some of them, their faces look pretty good.
Injections in your face, I just can't get behind that. I don't think she needs it. I think it's a waste of time and money. I'm scared for her. I think it's not healthy. I don't know.
I can appreciate that he thinks that, you know, everyone's face falls off, but I've seen it done to a lot of people and no one's face has fallen off. And thank you. I appreciate the fact that you think I'm beautiful, but I always have these lines in my forehead when I smile, and I don't want them to be there anymore. They bother me. And it's my money.
Hey,
I'm not asking for
real
you
life.
To pay for it.
I just think that's real life. I mean, that happens. It's you get older, you're beautiful. You don't need that kind of stuff in your face.
All right.
No one needs it, but you maybe want it for your own self-confidence, you know?
I mean, nobody needs beer either, but I guarantee, Robert, you throw a couple back on the weekend, right?
I mean,
okay. I mean, you can't compare Botox to beer.
That's true. There's no beer's way better.
Fierce
Hang on one
earth.
Second, you two. Don't go anywhere. 340-9595. Oh, my God. I just thought of a great new idea.
What?
Botox and beer.
Great idea.
A bar where you get beer and Botox.
I'm sure they have something like that somewhere.
Justin, get me a bar.
And a beer.
And some needles. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? WAPE. Good morning. Hi. Who's this?
My name is Winston.
Hey, Winston. What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm calling on the Am I Wrong?
Yes, sir.
About the Botox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to agree with the husband on the Botox. There are so many other ways you could get wrinkles out of your face than sticking a biotoxin in your body.
Right. Well, that's why they don't. That's why they call it Botox, not biotoxin, because I think it sells better.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why they call it Botox and not biotoxin. It's a biotoxin you're sticking in your body. There are so much other ways to get rid of crow's nests under your eyes and wrinkles on your forehead.
Crow's feet, I think, is the thing.
Well,
here's the thing, though. Botox, though, is fast and easy, whereas those other things are like, you know, not fast and easy.
Also, those other things don't necessarily always work. Like, it just depends on the person and, you know, the routine.
Yeah, that is true. They don't always work, but it is definitely a safer alternative. There are a lot of long-term effects to Botox,
okay,
and there's not for topical creams.
Okay, that's a good point. Winston, so you're on his side. You're against it.
I am against it, yes.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, bye-bye. This is Darlene from Georgia. You know, when you say biotoxin, it really sounds bad. Darlene from Georgia, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, Darlene. What do you think? Should she go ahead and get the Botox with her money, or is he right? She should avoid it at all costs.
I think it's a matter of you get the Botox, and then it's not so much the initial investment, but there'll be more investment as you continue to get more and more. It becomes more of an addiction.
Yeah, and you have to keep up with it. You can't just, like, get it once and then
right. You're
done.
Right, right.
No, it's it's a long-term thing.
It's ongoing for the rest of your life, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's even worse if you stop, because then it's like...
Well, they say you should actually get Botox before you need it. Like, the people that are in their 20s and early 30s, like you, Megan, you should get it. Because...
I feel like, no, you know, I don't...
I mean, not that you need it.
I know, but, like, I feel like, first of all, you shouldn't say you should get it. But, I get what you're saying. Like,
right.
They say it's a preventative, but I also feel like they say that because they want you to start coming sooner so they can make money off of it.
Well, I mean, both are probably true.
Yep.
Both are probably... Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Laura. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're great. What do you want to say? What do you think? Should she get the Botox or not?
Definitely. And I just was saying that the Botox is now used for migraines. So it's very safe.
Oh, yeah.
And your insurance will pay for it if you have insurance. But
your insurance? Wait a minute. Oh, if you have migraines.
If you get migraines, yeah.
Migraines more than less, I think it's more than 14 a month, which I have, terribly.
Oh, my God.
Your insurance will pay for it. So, hey, you can get 2 for $1. You can get rid of your migraines. And it takes away for 3 months.
So Megan, then you should definitely get it. Just say you have migraines.
They should.
Oh, yeah.
They should. That's what she should say. Is
that's
that
what
she,
you should say.
I don't want it, Mark.
Oh, I thought you. I'm sorry.
Why you saying that?
I've hit it myself several times. It does, and I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
No wrinkles, and it doesn't hurt. It feels like a little bee sting. It really does. But yeah.
Hey, thanks. I don't know about you, but bee stings hurt.
I feel like a bee sting hurts.
Yeah, I think maybe. I think it's less painful than a bee sting.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
340, because bee stings. Those things are painful.
No, I'm definitely not getting it.
340-95-95. David from St. Augustine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, David. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I think she should be happy with the fact that he thinks she's pretty just the way she is.
Well, yeah, but women aren't like that, though. Women aren't like they don't trust the men that they love. They feel like...
That's not true.
Oh, 100%. My wife always, you know, always say to my wife, I'll go, oh, you look beautiful. You don't need to go to the gym. Or, oh, you look great in that dress. She's like, you're just saying that because you have to. And
here's
I don't know.
The thing, though, is it's not about you. It's not about what you...
I'm not
you...
talking about me. I'm talking about you. Like,
I'm talking about men in general. It's not about what you think. It's not about how you feel about my face. It's about how I feel about my face. So if there's something I'm uncomfortable with or something about my body that I'm uncomfortable with and I want to change it, I want to change it for me, not for you.
Right, because you don't trust us.
No, it has nothing to do with you. Don't make everything about you.
I'm not making it about you. I'm not saying, Megan, I'm not saying get Botox because I don't want to look at your face.
I know.
I'm saying you look great. You don't need... I mean, I'm not saying that either. I mean, you do look great. Never mind. You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, I don't. I have no idea what you're saying. I don't even think you know what you're saying.
When a guy compliments a woman, it's not to make himself feel better. It's to make her feel better.
Well, it's
not about us.
I understand that, but it's also not... That doesn't... We're not like looking for that. We're looking for whatever makes us feel good about ourselves. Not what you... What you say isn't going to change it.
Well, then why say, do you think I should get Botox?
What do you... I never said that. Who are you talking to?
I get freaking out now. Wait, what? You think I should get Botox?
I never said that.
Maureen from St. Augustine. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Maureen?
I just wanted to say that everybody says who has had Botox, you know, oh, I've had it a few times and it's safe. But every batch is not the same, and I've heard of people becoming paralyzed because of a bad batch.
You've heard of people getting paralyzed from Botox?
In like one spot on your face or something, you can't move it, right? Is that what you
mean?
No,
no. Actually, it was a husband and wife team. It was a story on the news quite a few years ago, and they actually became paralyzed where they couldn't walk. It was so bad.
Oh, what?
I mean,
yes.
But I mean, you could get paralyzed. Like, you could slip and fall and get paralyzed, but you're still going to walk.
Well, and Botox is a temporary fix.
Right.
I like how you're acting like Botox and walking are the same thing.
A lot of people walk because they don't like the way they look, Megan. So they put on their shoes and they go walking around the neighborhood.
Well, you have to walk and you have to get Botox.
I'm not talking about like I need to go to the bathroom so I have to walk. I'm talking about walking for exercise.
Oh.
You could get hit by a car and be paralyzed.
Absolutely.
Right?
But why put poison into your body and take that risk? And especially when it's a quick fix. They put it in your wrinkles, and then weeks later, your wrinkles come back. You got to do it again and again. It's not a permanent fix.
Look, if you want to put poison in your body to look better, just do tequila shots because...
Right. That's my motto.
I mean, the drunker you get, the better you look. Well, look, Alyssa, a lot of people are saying, you know, if your boy, you're maybe a misunderstanding. He's saying you look great. You don't need it. So use the money on something else. Like, I don't know. Vein removal surgery. I don't know, whatever you would.
Vein removal. I think you need those.
No, not the good ones, Megan.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think everyone should keep their nose out of my face, basically.
Right.
And that's great, but I'm still going to get it anyway.
Yeah. But according to Robert and everyone else, your nose will be off your face if you go through with it. Also, your face will be off your face.
Yeah.
Right. I have a really hard time believing that. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to do it. He's probably not even going to notice that I did it, and there you go.
That's probably true.
I'm not stupid. I'm definitely going to notice.
I dyed my hair brown. It took you a week to notice that I went from blonde to brown.
Okay.
Hang on. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8. Who goes from blonde to brown? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
This was the Blown Off Replay on 95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. or hear it now on our podcast page at WAPE.com.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.